You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and as promised, I'm back with a brand new show called Top News Podcast. That's correct, we hit the refresh button, and now we'll bring you the top stories of the day from Monday to Friday. To begin with, let me lay down the top headlines for today, and I'll elaborate on them as the podcast progresses. First up, Sensex closed at a record high while the Nifty ended above 16,900 on August 30th. And reports suggest that three hospital chains are likely to launch their initial public offers, and they'll raise up to ₹6,300 crore. On the crisis in Afghanistan, the Taliban has said it wants friendly ties with New Delhi and that it won't let Pakistan use Afghanistan against India. And yes, we'll also give you updates about the medal haul of Indian Paralympians at the ongoing 2020 Tokyo Paralympics, where shooter Avni Lakhara has become the first Indian woman to win gold. On the global front, China has rolled out a strict data privacy policy, while New Zealand has reported its first death, which could be linked to the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Let me start with Indian equity benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, that ended at record highs today, led by strong buying across sectors amid positive global cues. The Sensex ended close to 56,900, while the Nifty closed above 16,900. Broader markets, the mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed headline gauges. Barring Nifty IT, all other sectoral indices ended with strong gains as metals, banking, pharma, auto and realty indices rallied. Zomato's share price rallied over 5,000 after the global brokerages Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley initiated coverage on the stock. Goldman Sachs expects Zomato to be EBITDA profitable by FY24, driven by a larger scale, higher take rates and improved rider efficiency. Now, at a time when gold is trading above $1,800 per ounce, Chirag Sheth of Metals Focus says that even if tapering happens, we're not likely to see interest rates hike until late 2022 or early 2023. And that is something that is supportive for gold. He said correction in Indian markets has helped in improving demand, and he expects gold to hit $1,900 per ounce in the international markets by early next year. Next up, Maruti Suzuki has announced a rate hike starting September. The country's largest car maker has announced a hike across all models, which sent its shares higher. This is the fourth time in 2021 that Maruti Suzuki has hiked the prices after previous raises in July, April, and January. The automaker says that the cost of vehicles has been adversely impacted over the past year due to increase in various input costs. And as a result, it has become imperative to pass on some impact of the additional cost to customers through a price rise. Meanwhile, Bharti Airtel's Sunil Mittal has called for a tariff hike, as he says nearly 35% of the revenue generated by telecom firms goes out as levies to the government. The company's board has decided to raise capital as its leverage is bothering investors. Mittal said, and I quote, "Debt is at an extraordinary level. We are loaded with extraordinary debt, load of AGR and spectrum payments," unquote. This announcement comes a day after the telecom major announced that its board of directors has approved to raise capital up to ₹21,000 crore via a rights issue. Well, for those of you wondering when India will be accessing 5G, Mittal says it'll be a reality in the second half of 2022. Moving on, three leading hospital chains, True North-backed Cloud9 Hospitals, Naresh Trihan's Medanta, and Gurgaon-based Park Group are planning to roll out their initial public offerings. They're planning to raise up to 6,300 crore through public listings. the proposed IPOs come in the wake of increased investor curiosity in healthcare amenities after the outbreak of the pandemic. Now, let me give you some more good news. India's performance at the Tokyo Paralympics has been outstanding so far. Wrestler turned javelin thrower Sumit Antil scripted history by winning the gold medal in a world record effort in the F64 event. While shooter Avani Lakhara also became the first Indian woman to win a gold medal at the Paralympics as she fired her way up to the top of the podium in the R2 Women's Air Rifle Standing SH1 event. Next up, a look at the Afghanistan crisis. As per a News 18 exclusive report, Sher Mohammad Abbas Stanikzai, who is tipped to be Afghanistan's foreign minister, wants to establish a friendly relation with India, neighboring countries and the whole world. He is the deputy political officer of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and heads the negotiation team with America. Stanikzai said they will not let Pakistan use Afghanistan's land against India. He said, and I quote, "There is no doubt that there's a long political and geographical dispute between India and Pakistan. We hope they do not use Afghanistan in their internal fight. They have a long border, they can fight among themselves on the border. They should not use Afghanistan for this, and we will not let any of the countries use our land for this." In another incident, a Taliban spokesperson said that a US drone targeted a suspected suicide bomber in Kabul on August 29th, which resulted in civilian casualties. He said that at least 7 people were killed in the drone attack. This comes at a time when the August 31st deadline for the US military to leave Afghanistan is nearing and civilian evacuees and military personnel have begun the final flights out of Kabul airport. Now, let me share the top headlines from around the world. China has rolled out a strict data privacy policy, tightening the noose around tech companies over the collection and use of consumer data. The People's Republic of China passed the Personal Information Protection Law, which will come into effect on November 1st. The law has been introduced in the wake of an increase in online scams and individual service price discrimination. Meanwhile, New Zealand has reported what authorities say was the country's first recorded death linked to the Pfizer COVID vaccine. The board considered that the woman's death was due to myocarditis, which is known to be a rare side effect of the Pfizer vaccine. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle that can limit the organ's ability to pump blood and can cause changes in heartbeat rhythms. Moving on, a new variant of SARS-CoV-2, the virus which causes COVID, has been detected in South Africa and many other countries globally, which could be more transmissible and can evade protection provided by a vaccine, is what a study says. Scientists in South Africa say the potential variant of interest, that is C.1.2, was first detected in the country in May this year. Researchers say the new variant has more mutations than other variants of concern or variants of interest. They noted that the number of available sequences of C.1.2 may be an under-representation of the spread and the frequency of the variant in South Africa and around the world. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.